昨天呢、sorry, yesterday we,、I share、metta, how to practice metta with you. And there are two,、how to call, there are many different ways to practice metta. The day I share,、the metta I share yesterday is for you to develop deep concentration up to jhana.For this reason, you have to take one person, respectable person, for a very long time, for days, months, until you reach first jhana, second jhana, and third jhana. Then after that, you change to neutral person. A person you do not like nor hate. Then if you can take a neutral person and yet you can attain jhana, that's great.Then later on, then you change to enemy. When you take enemy, don't test your metta. Don't take the one you hate most in the world. Take the one you slightly dislike first. Then if you can gain good concentration, you change to another one that you hate it a bit more.Until finally you have confidence in your metta, then you can take the one you hate most. Then if you can still, you can enter into jhana, then there's no one in the world that you have hate anymore. No more hate to anyone. Okay? This is one way, by concentrating on single person, then you achieve jhana. Later on,You can do, now your jhana is more powerful already, you can do to a group near you. For example, all the brother and sister here in the meditation hall. So you can send, may all of them be free from enmity, and you know all of them have physical pain sitting for so long. So may they be free from physical suffering like me.May they be free from physical suffering. May they be free from mental torturing. So you send metta to all the sisters and brothers in the hall here. You also can send metta to all the helpers in the kitchen, right? Because they sacrifice their time, effort, and to cook all the delicious food for us. Then you send metta to them. Once you know how to practice metta to a single person,Then you apply it to the group, to any particular group you want. At the time in the group, there may be female and male, it doesn't matter. Because you don't focus on single person, you focus on the group. And whatever appear in front of you, it's just center metta. If none appear in front of you, it's just send them as a group.Without discrimination, who is who. Okay? Then you can gradually extend the metta from the near to the far. Here, Balai Pulau, Penang, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, then Asia, then up to the Europe, America, up to the whole world. Then later you can send to Sabbe Sata or sentient beings.Sabbe Dewa, all Dewa, protective Dewa, the Dewa who protect you. May they be well and happy. May they be free from all mental suffering. They also have mental suffering one. Then after you know how to meditate metta, then you can do whatever, you can send metta to whoever you want, including all the animals, insects, snakes.And when you encounter any danger, you know, then just send the metta. Then you can solve your many, many problem happen in your life. Okay? This the way. And another thing I want to mention is when you want to practice metta to a single person to attain jhana, you don't do opposite sex. But if you want to do as a general,And don't take so long, only 20 minutes, half an hour, you can send to opposite sex, it doesn't matter. But to send to one person for day, month, year, then don't do opposite sex. Otherwise, you may fall in love with that one, and you do not know, you think it's a metta. So to prevent metta, change taste to attachment, so we don't do opposite sex for very, very long time. But for a short time, 20 minutes, half an hour in a day, is okay. Okay? And also don't do to your spouse, your wife and husband for a long time. We already have attachment to them already. Plus, every day you send this metta to them, then your attachment become even more. So we can do short time, 5 minutes, okay. To your family, 10 minutes. Son and daughter, parents, okay. But don't do it very long time because we already have strong attachment to them. Okay? Then later on, I will teach you how to do anapanasati. That's all for metta.
Today, Sally 已经教导了几个不同的方法来修这个慈心禅。 那主要Sally昨天的方法呢，是要达到这个禅定的这个休息方法，就是我们必须把这个慈心的播送专注在一个人，一个我们所尊敬的人，要维持一段时间，可以是好几天、几个星期或几个月，一直到我们达到这个禅定。那 接下去我们可以选择一个中性的，中性的人来修，也一样，就是播送这个慈心，一直到我们达到这个禅定。那接下去我们也可以选择我们的这个敌人来修，但是一开始呢，我们不要选择那一个我们最不喜欢，最讨厌的那一个敌人来修，因为这个是很难的，所以我们可以从那一个我们有一点不喜欢的敌人开始，那修到禅定过后再选一个我们更不喜欢的，这样子依着这个慈心才等到我们的这个慈心真的很有力量了，我们才选择那一个我们最不喜欢的这个敌人来修。 当我们有很好的这个禅定，我们的这个慈心非常有力量的时候，我们可以把我们的慈心播送给比较大组的人，比较大的这个群组，像我们可以播送慈心给这里的禅修者，他们也在禅修的过程很可能也经历身体的这一个痛，所以我们就愿 这里的禅修者能够脱离身体的痛苦，脱离这个内心的痛苦，然后我们也可以进一步把它扩散到这个厨房的这个义工，也可以。当我们把这个慈心播送给这个比较大的群体的时候，那不管是男是女都没有关系，我们不需要去分别他们是不是男女，我们所起的是 整个群组的这个像来播送这个慈心，那这样练习过后，我们也可以接着把我们的慈心从近播送到更远的地方，譬如现在我们在这个佛罗，我们可以播送慈心给佛罗的这些所有的人，然后扩大到所有槟城的人，然后 马来西亚乃至全世界的这个人类，那接下去呢，我们也可以把我们的这个慈心播送给所有的这个友情，包括这个天人，天人会护持我们的修行，然后也可以进一步把这个慈心扩散给所有的这个动物， 这个昆虫等等的这一些友情，我们可以这个时候播送这个慈心，也可以在我们遇到这个危险的时候，有这个动物为我们带来危险，我们可以播送慈心给他。当然，我们在任何时候遇到这个危险呢，我们也 也可以用这个慈心 的方法、哦、来应对这些危险、哦、那假如我们的这个慈心禅、啊、是为了要达到这个禅定的话呢、我们是不能够选择那个同性、作为我们的这个对象来修、哦哦、异性、啊、所以但是假如我们修这个慈心禅不是为了达到这个禅定，那我们也可以起这个异性来修，但是那个时间不能够太长、因为时间太长会让我们产生很大的这个懒惰跟执着、特别是我们的这个伴侣或者我们跟我们非常亲近的这些家庭成员，像我们的父母等等、假如我们把他们作为这个慈心禅的对象，时间已经我们已经跟他相处很久了，已经有很强的这个懒惰了，然后假如我们把他们作为这个对象来修呢，我们会就是对他们懒惰会更加强，所以这个异性呢只能用比较短的时间来修，大概20分钟这样、就可以了。所以慈心禅的休息就到现在，师父接下去会教其他的禅修方法。
Today I would like to share with you how to practice mindfulness. There are many ways to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness in four bodily posture.Mindfulness of your bodily movement and mindfulness of breathing. All these are called mindfulness. But here I want to teach two. One is mindfulness of your bodily movement. We call sati sampajana in the Satipatthana Sutta.Another one is called Anapana Sati, Sati, mindfulness of breathing. First of all, I have been teaching for more than 20 years already. I notice most lay people lack of mindfulness in daily activities.They may practice very long anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, but come to daily mindfulness, they fail. Most of them are not good in mindfulness of daily activities. So, since you are short of this one, I would very much like to share with you how to practice mindfulness of your daily activities, especially your movement, your mind.Your mental and your body, the movement of your body. Okay? But first of all, what is mindfulness? Mindfulness means aware of what is happening in your mind and body at this moment. This is called mindfulness. Aware of what is happening in you. AndOr what is happening in your body, your movement, or in your mind, or in your feeling. This is called mindfulness. So let's say we start with bodily first. Suppose you go and switch on the fan. Do you go and switch on the fan with mindfulness? I stretching the hand, touch the, what do you call, switch.Then press it. Do you mindful in this way or just? So if you just simply go like that and on, I can guarantee you, your mind is not with your movement. But how come you can do it? Because you have been doing it throughout your life already. Just like brushing the teeth. You don't have to be mindful brushing the teeth, left side, right side, right?Because you do it every day already, it becomes your habit. Even you close your eye, thinking or something, also you know how to brush teeth. And because of that, we become very unmindful. Very unmindful of what we habitually do in our daily life. So let's say when you switch on, now you are not mindful. So when walking from here to the switch there, your mind is thinking of something else, right? Then you go there, then you know how to switch on. You already practiced many years already, so you switch on. You do it without mindfulness because your mind is restless. So you switch on, you do it. You can do it, but without mindfulness. Okay, later on, then when I come in, fan not switch off, light not switch off, then I start to think. How come they know how to switch on and they do not know how to switch off? I start to think, why? Right? Why? I use very simple daily life to tell you first what is mindfulness. Why? Tell me why. For God. Why for God? Why for God? For God is correct, but why? We cannot let this thing happen again and again in our life, ma. We need to make progress in our life, right? So why for God? Yeah. Because when you walk from here to that time, your mind is restless. Very restless. So you switch on, it's just a duty to switch on. Then after that, you soon forget. Why you forget? Because you do not do it with mindfulness. When you do it with mindfulness, I press the button, press the switch. Now I'm switch on the fan. If do it with full awareness, mindfulness, then it leave a strong mark in your heart. Then you will not forget to switch off. Simply you just do it without mindfulness and let your mind wander here and there. So you forget what you have switched on. You forget just now you have switched on the fan that you need to switch off. You forget this at all. Simply you do it without mindfulness. I have one student when she meditate here. Every time she switch on the fan, never switch off the fan. I teach one time, two time, three time, four time, fifth time. I say, not teachable already. Fifth time, Buddha only teach three times. I teach fifth time already. I said, not teachable. And what to do? I cannot let the fan on until tomorrow morning. I wasted my electricity, right? So every time I check, she finished meditation. I quickly come to meditation and help her to switch off. To that extent, as a teacher, I have to do all this thing. So no matter I teach her, no. Then finally I ask, why is he so forgetful? Because then finally I come out, the answer come up to me. Simply she do it without mindfulness. That's why she, since you forget, you switch on, then sure you forget to switch off one. Because when you switch on, the time your mind is restless, so it does not stick into the mind. Then you soon forget to switch off. This is the common mistake that everybody, including myself, will do. Where I put my handphone, you know, search the whole house, cannot find my handphone. Simply when I put my handphone at time, I do not do it with mindfulness. I do it with restlessness. While putting the handphone, my mind thinking of something. Therefore, when I want to find my handphone, I cannot remember where I put my handphone. This happened to everybody, including myself. Simply my mindfulness is also not 100% sharp. But I'm sure I'm better than you because I've been cultivating this for many years. So mindfulness doesn't come automatically. It needs cultivation. So how to practice mindfulness of your bodily activity? Keep your mind always within your body. When you stretch the hand, you're mindful of stretching the hand. When you want to go and do something, you're mindful of your bodily movement, mindful of your activity. So while doing something, if your mindfulness is clear, you will know. Well, from here, I walk to the gate, my mind is restless. If you are not mindful, you don't even know your mind is restless. You just walk because everybody knows how to walk, ma. But if you are mindful, after two steps, you know, I'm not mindful of my step. I just let loose my mind. You wander here and there. So from now, you have to check your mindfulness of your bodily movement. The moment you stand up, do you mindful of standing? Every time after meditation, sitting meditation, when you stand up, do you mindful of your standing or you simply stand up? Which one you do? Simply stand up. If you do it this again and again, it becomes more and more difficult to cultivate mindfulness because your habit already built your mindfulness. Therefore, you have to start from now. Start from every time you come for a retreat because the environment is very conducive for you to cultivate mindfulness. So the moment you stand up, then you're mindful of your bodily movement of standing up. Okay? This is the first step. Then when you want to walk out, mindful of your step. This is called Sati Sampajana under four foundations of mindfulness. One section of mindfulness. So you walk. When you reach the door, do you simply peek or you do it slowly? Which one you do? Simply peek. This is called not mindfulness. For this reason why I don't want to meditate in the meditation hall. I cannot stand those simply peek the door this year. Oh, I get very very stressed out and get anger also. Because all my students, so if I'm not mindful, mean I as a teacher I fail. Therefore, you have to cultivate mindfulness, mindfully stand up, walk step by step, reach the gate, the door there, stretching your hand, mindful of your stretching hand, stretching your hand, touch the bar of the door, then slowly push. If you can do like that, the whole meditation hall, no sound. Nobody knows somebody has gone out already. If you just prep, 10 times, 10% go up, 12 prep, 20 times 20, that's very disturbing. And during the retreat, if you take care of other people's concentration, people also will take care of your concentration. So if you don't take care of other people's concentration, you do whatever you want to do, then most people will not have metta for you. Right? Because you keep disturbing people. Very difficult for them to have metta for you. So living in a community, we must know how to take care of other people as well. This is a good quality of a good person. Okay, so from today onward, stand up, mindful of your bodily posture. This is called mindfulness. Mindfulness means aware of what is happening in your body and mind. So now I'm standing up, so you aware of what is happening in you now, standing up. This is called mindfulness. Okay, then you walk up, it's also you aware of what is happening of walking out. So you walk out, then you aware of opening the door. You opening of closing the door. You aware of taking the shoes, you stretch your hand, take the shoes, you aware of your movement. Then put down the shoes, then wearing the shoes, every movement you have to be mindful. But for you to get 100% mindfulness, it's not possible. Unless you move very, very slowly. When I practice Maharshi tradition, we practice all this mindfulness, every detail. So take shower. Stretch the hand, stretching. Touch the what? The one how to call? 那个。 Touch the dipper, touching, holding, then pouring, then feel cold. Hey, 1 hour, I take 1 hour to take shower. Every detail, you have to be mindful. This is called mindfulness. Mindfulness of bodily activity. Buddha say, turning the head, you aware you are turning the head in Satipatthana Sutta. Wearing the clothing, you aware of your wearing. Move to left side, you aware you are moving to left side. Looking forward, you are aware you are looking forward. Talking, you aware you are talking. Keeping silent, you aware you are keeping silent. Okay, how many of you have followed this? It's not your fault. It's the fault of teacher. Teacher do not teach. When teacher do not teach, of course you don't know how to practice, ma. So after 20 years, I start to realize I miss this important teaching. Because when I see people so unmindful, I just feel that something is missing. Therefore, from now onward, every time I try to teach this mindfulness of your bodily activity. Then later on, when you walk halfway, you start to know, your mind is restless. Then you stop. Watch your mind. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness means aware of what is happening in your body and mind. Right? So halfway when I do something, angry arise. Do you know you are angry? Do you know or not? Okay. Knowing, there are two types of knowing. So when I do something, I get very angry. I know I'm angry. But I continue to be very angry. This is called ordinary knowing. But if I'm doing something, I get very angry, and I aware I'm very angry, then I watch my anger. I watch my anger. Knowing anger. I take anger as my object. Knowing anger. Knowing. This is called mindfulness. Knowing mindfully. First one, I know I'm angry, but I continue to get very angry. This is called ordinary knowing. Second one, I know I'm angry, but I'm aware. Then I take the anger as my object of contemplation. Then I see the anger as anger, knowing. And because of this mindfulness, this is called mindfully knowing. The first one is called ordinary knowing. Even dog, when dog get angry, do you think he know he's angry or not? When dog get angry, do you think the dog know he is angry or not? Of course he know. The dog angry, sure he know he is angry. So, okay, now come to human being. When you angry, you know you are angry or not? Yes or no? Yes, okay. So when dog angry, do you know the dog know how to contemplate anger as angry, knowing. Do you think so? No. Okay, but we as a human being, when we get very angry, do we aware of that anger as anger, knowing? Do we do that or not? Yes or no? No. If no, then we are same like dog, no? Right? This is a different... Dog, even though I teach them 10 times, he will not learn one. But we human being, I teach one time, you should be able to learn. This is a different animal and human are different. Human got wisdom faculty. Animal doesn't have wisdom faculty. Therefore, when anger come, you stop there, note your anger. Angry. Okay. Anger has arisen in me, just know. Anger is just a mental state. Mentally say, anger is just a mental state. Anger is just a mental state. Watch it. Then under the observation of mindfulness, under the power of mindfulness, this anger will gradually become less and less. The power of anger decrease. Then you stand there, finally, under your observation through mindfulness, the anger disappears. When anger disappears, you don't have to scold people, you don't have to do akusala karma through your verbs or body. Therefore, mindfulness protects the mind. Because of mindfulness of your mental state, it protects you from doing akusala, bodily karma, or verbal karma. Okay? So what's mindfulness? What's the meaning of mindfulness? Aware of what is happening in your mind and body. But body first. We practice through by aware of body first. But along the way, if some defilements arise in your mind, then you quickly stop your bodily movement, just watch that. Look at that anger, or whatever mental state, look at it, mentally say, anger is just a mental state, not myself. Anger is just a mental state. Just look it as a mental state only. Then gradually you will lose the power to control you. This is the way how you be mindful of your mental state. Okay, Nai Chi, you continue with that.
萨利加奇要教导的是这个正念的修法，那正念的修法也好几种，但是今天师父会教导我们的是主要是这个四维仪，有关四维仪里面这个身体的这个行动，就是这个四种正知里面的这个行处。正知了，然后接下去也应该师父也谈到这个露出洗念安般念，师父为什么要这样教呢？是因为他发现很多人其实没有在我们的日常的这个生活的这些活动中，修习这个正念，没有这个正念，特别是对我们的这个身体的这些行动。我们都很缺少这个正念去进行一切的这个活动。那首先什么是这个正念呢？正念就是知道当下我们身体和这个我们的这个身心所发生的事情。这个是包括我们的身体的这个动作，我们的心的活动，还有就是我们的感受等等。这个身体的活动，譬如说我们打开这个风扇，我们是有这个正念还是没有正念去进行呢？很多时候我们是没有这个正念，因为它变成了一个习惯，它是我们日常生活里面所要进行的一个活动，像刷牙开风扇等等的这些，因为它太过是一种形成一种习惯性的一种活动，所以我们是不会有正念去进行的。为什么没有正念呢？师父问一个问题，就是当我们去打开这个风扇的这个打开风扇的那个钮的按钮的时候，为什么会没有这个正念呢？很多时候没有正念是没有我们会没有这个正念呢，是因为我们的内心是散乱的，当我们再去做这件事情的时候，我们并没有以这个正念去进行，所以它就没有在我们的内心里面留下这个印记。所以当我们没有记得我们去打开的时候，我们就不会记得去关掉。譬如师父有一个学生，就是非常的散乱，是很难被教导的。每一次师父叫他这个禅坐过后要把风扇关掉，他都是没有一次是记得的。那师父说这个其实会发生在很多人的身上，当然师父自己有时候也会忘记那个手机放在哪里，因为就是没有这个正念 但是当然师父本身的正念会比别人好，因为他休息的这个正念的时间当然比我们的时间都长了，会比大多数的人都会更好。所以我们要练习啊，怎样把这个正念现在师父先谈，就是我们怎样把正念建立在我们这个身体过后是那个心。那身体譬如说现在我们要要从这个禅堂出去这个门我们就从开始站起来的时候我们就要知道说我们站起来了。我们站起来很多时候都是也是一种习性的这一个反应了然后当我们走出去站起来走出去的时候，我们也可以把这个正念知道说我们正在行走了，然后再打开那个门的时候我们要有正念知道说我们的手伸出去了然后慢慢把那个门移动这个叫行出正知了因为很多人他就是出去的时候也很习惯性的就是用力的打开门，然后就制造了很多的这个噪音然后可是在这个禅修呢，其实是它是一个很有利于我们修行这一个正念的一个场所假如我们在这一边不休息，那出去就更难了，所以我们就要在这个禅修营里面开始休息这个正念休息这个正念呢也能够照顾到别人不会干扰到别人的这个禅修当我们能够照顾别人的时候，别人也会来照顾我们假如我们没有去以正念去保护别人，那别人也不会对我们有慈心他也一样会干扰到我们自己所以就是整个过程师父在强调，就是我们站起来，我们走出去，每一个走动的这个脚步我们都要清楚知道当下发生什么事开门乃至于拿那一个鞋子下来，然后穿上那个鞋子等等的每一个动作我们都要很有正念。然后当然这个正念假如我们的这个行动太快的话，它也很难被培育起来所以我们要学习怎样去比较慢的这个速度去培育这个正念这个是师父在马哈西长老那边所学习到的这个方法比如说冲凉的时候他拿起这个勺子，那个动作要很慢，知道自己拿起那个勺子然后每个动作在冲凉的时候知道身体的这个感觉这个水的这个冷热，这个都是可以我们可以培育正念的这个地方包括这个穿衣每一样我们所进行的活动包括穿衣，我们讲话，我们在保持静默的时候，我们在走向不同的这个地方不同的方向的时候，我们都要以正念知道当下在发生什么事情那当然师父说假如学生们不知道怎样修这个正念，当然也是老师的这个问题。然后所以现在是阿雷他是发现到说很多学生就是从来没有去练习这个日常生活中的正念，所以今天他要强调这个休息正念的这个重要性跟方法那怎样去以正念知道我们内心所发生的这个事情呢这个谈到心的这个活动正念知道心的这一个活动当我们在进行一个活动的时候，譬如说在这个过程当中我们升起了这个嗔心我们就要去以这个正念察觉到这个生气的心升起了我们要把这个生气当成一个禅修的目标来练习 这个正念。一般的人他们也会生气，他们可能也知道这个生气升起了，可是他们不会以这个正念去观察这个生气，他们知道这个，只是知道这个生气，然后这个生气可能会不断的这个增长，他们也没有办法去控制它。那师父说，其实啊，就算是一只狗哦，它也知道它在生气了。可是狗知道怎样去观它的生气吗？能够以正念正知去观吗？它不能哦。假如我们身为人类，也不能以这个正念正知去察觉、去观这个生气的话，其实我们跟这个狗啊也没有什么差别哦。所以哦，身为这个一个人呢，我们有这个啊，观察这个升起的这个能力，我们就要去观哦。那如何去观呢？哦，当这个升起的时候，我们就要去察觉到哦，知道说这个升起了，然后知道说这个升起是一种新的状态哦，就是我当下新的一个状态。然后我们可以去观哦，这个生气，它会哦，当我们这样去观的时候，这个生气呢，它的这个力量啊，这个生气的力量，它就会慢慢减少的，乃至哦过后它就会消失了。这个是如何去观哦这个新的状态的这个方法哦。那假如能够这样起观的话，这样知道。这样去知道当下这个生气升起乃至到灭气哦，我们就不会随着我们的这个生气而去造这个不好的不善的这个身业跟这个口业哦，因为这个身业跟口业跟我们的这个意业啊，跟我们这个新的这个状态是有关系，所以当这个生气消失了，我们也不会随着去造这个身业跟口业。那所以哦，这个是正念正知哦，知道这个身体跟心的这个活动的方法哦。一般修呢，修这个正念呢，我们是从身体开始修了哦。我们要学习去观察这个生气的心，只是一种新的状态哦，它不是这个我的自我啊。那这样生气就会慢慢的消失，乃至得到克服。
So, let me check again now. Make sure you understand. What is the meaning of mindfulness? Aware of what is happening in your body and mind. Okay. So, from today onward, you should be keep your mind onto your body. Whether you are walking, standing, brushing teeth, lying down, walking down to the step, walking to the kitchen, try to keep your mind onto the body. If you are walking, then you're mindful of your walking. If you're stretching your hand, you're mindful of your stretching your hand. If you're showering, mindful of your showering. If you change your clothing, you're mindful of it. As much as possible.At least 100%, at least 20% mindfulness. If 20% also fail, we go back home, only 5% left. Because here it's very conducive for you to practice mindfulness. If you make it a habit, then you go back home, you will feel it's very helpful in your daily life. Okay. Then secondly, mindful of your mental state. Because mind is foreigner. Mindful of your mental state even more important.Then mindful of your bodily activity. Here I'd like to repeat a little bit how to be mindful of your mental state. Some people, when I was in USA, I asked my student, especially men. Men are not sensitive towards the mental state. Women are more sensitive. So I asked them, when you get angry the time,American, I ask, when you get angry the time, do you know your mind is angry? He said, I do not know. I was very shocked. You angry, you do not know you are angry. He said, I do not know. Then how you know you are angry? I asked him again, until my body get very hot. Then my heart beat very fast. At that time, I know I'm angry. This is the first answer that I never expected. Because the moment I get angry, I know already. Not yet the body, not yet hot, I know I'm angry already. It's just that sometimes lack of mindfulness to watch it only. So if you are so insensitive towards your mental state, then you have to check your body. How come suddenly my heart beat very fast? How come my body shivering? How come my body tense up? That must be some emotion in me already. Then check what type of emotion. It can be anger, it can be greed, it can be craving, it can be jealousy, whatever mental state, because mind affect the body. So if you are not, you are so blur about your own mental state, and let the body tell you. So when the body is become tense up, heart beat fast, become so hot, then you check what mental state that caused the reaction of the body. Okay? Then after that, you find out, it is anger, then you take that anger as object, watch it. Then you may ask, how to watch? Know it. Just know you are angry, and watch it. Don't react to the anger. Mindfulness has no reaction one. You just know, angry, watch it. Just like you are watching your breath, now you are watching the anger. We have different many objects. Breath is one object, metta is one object, anger is also one object. It's called mental object. So you watch anger, just a mental state. Just a mental state, anger is just a mental state, watch it. Then, if it does not subside, does not disappear, we use yoniso manasikara, wise attention. What is the meaning of wise attention? Wise attention means incline your mind to see its true nature. It's called wise attention. Incline the mind to see the true nature of phenomena. So what is the true nature of anger? Anicca, dukkha, anatta. This is the true nature of all phenomena. So yoniso manasikara, wise attention, means you direct your mind or you incline your mind to see anicca of anger. So how to see? Mentally you say, you take anger as object, mentally say, gone, or passing away, or vanishing, or even you can say Pali word anicca. If you're Chinese speaking, you say wu chang, 灭去。什么语言都可以，最重要是那个语言那个meaning要让它灭去的，会吗？Anger 生起来，when anger arises, look at it. Say it's just a mental state. Anger is just a mental state. Then secondly, mentally not gone. What gone? Anger. Anger. We want to see the anger gone. So gone, or vanishing, or anicca, or 灭去, or 无常, 都可以。You may ask, how many times should I say? 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. After 30 times, you stop and watch again. Look for the anger. Is still there or already gone? Most of the time, gone already. So if you realize, just now the anger is there, now gone already, then it's really impermanent, right? Buddha says sabbe sankhara impermanent. It's really impermanent. Now you see impermanent already, then mentally note again, impermanent, or gone already, gone. So when you note impermanent, when it has gone, you note impermanent, it leaves a mark of impermanency in your perception. Then next time you remember already, Because you leave a mark, ma. You leave a mark already. Next time anger come already, you know it is not permanent one. It will go away. Then you note again, gone, 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 it go away. This is how you can conquer your anger. Not let anger conquer you. Okay?
在确定大家是否理解什么是正念，正念的定义就是我们知道当下在我们身心身或心所发生的事情，所以是不管我们在做什么事情，在进行什么活动，我们的都要保持这样的一个正念特别是在这个禅修营禅修营的这个环境非常适合我们练习这个正念，所以我们在这一边练习过后，我们也能够在禅修营过后，在我们的日常生活里面去应用那这个正念是要知道身心当下所发生的任何事情那身是我们可以开始先去知道的，但是更重要的是这个我们的心的这个状况因为这个心是我们的身的这个前导有这个心的这个带动，我们的身体才会跟着这个行动，所以这个心的这个状况心的状况是我们更加要注意，更加要去知道的。那师父在美国教导他的学生修这个正念的时候，他以为说这个女人一般会比男人更加对自己的情绪更加敏感，对自己的心的状况可能会比较敏感。可是当他问一个学生，一个女的学生的时候，他问那一个学生，你知道你的生气升起了吗？你什么时候知道的？他发现这个学生呢，只有在他的身体起反应的时候，他才知道，所以这个是比较慢的。可是，假如我们真的是比较不敏感对自己心的状况是不敏感的话，我们也可以去用这个方法了，就是检查我们身体的反应比如说我们的这个生气的时候，一般上我们的身体可能会发热、会发抖，心跳加速等等的这些身体的反应是我们可以去学习、去知道、去察觉的。当察觉到我们身体有这个反应我们可以去检查是什么样的一个新的状况新的状态导致我的身体有这样的反应，可能是生气嫉妒压力等等的这些心理状况导致的所以从这边开始呢，我们就去观这个心的这个状况把这个假如是这个生气导致我的身体有这个反应我们就取这个生气为这个所观的这个对象跟目标如何去观呢？如何去取这个目标呢？就是只是看着它升起了，然后知道它纯粹的知道它，然后不要去给它，不要给任何反应不要给它任何反应这个生气就好像这个慈心一样也是一种新的这个状况就是我们要起的这个目标然后假如我们在这样看过后，在知道这个目标过后，这个生气好像并没有减弱它的这个力量没有减弱，那我们可以用另外一个方式就是用这个如理作意的这个方式我们可以把我们的心当这个生气升起的时候，我们看它是一个新的状况的时候，我们可以把我们的心倾向这个诸法的这个就是如实之见，它是这个 诸行诸法的这个自然的这个现象啊，它的这个自然现象，它有这个共相，就是无常、苦跟无我，这个是所有的这个心升起的时候，它都会离不开这个这个自然法则了，这个无常、苦、无我的这个自然法则，哦，然后它的方法就是我们起这个生气为这个目标，我们了解它是一个新的这个状况，然后我们就把我们的心倾向于这个灭气无常，我们不断的去默念灭气跟无常，那大概重复10到30次过后，我们一直这样看着，知道这个生气，然后把心倾向无常无常无常，或者灭气灭气灭气，那10到30次过后，我们再回来检查这个生气还有没有在那一边，一般上它是已经是不在了的，那我们就知道说这个就是无常，这个生气它就是一个无常的这个状况的这样的一个现象，那当我们能够这样去了解的话，当这样的一种了解产生的时候，我们就会把这个无常的印记放在我们的心里，当下一次同样的这个生气的心在升起的时候，我们知道它也是一种无常的这个现象而已，这个就是目前师父所教的这个方法。
Okay, the last thing I need to share is Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Today is a little bit long talk. Okay, so Metta and Anapanasati, both of this meditation subjects is under concentration practice. We call tranquility meditation, Samatha meditation. So to practice Anapanasati,we must know the object. The object is breathing. Anapana means breathing in and breathing out. Sati means mindfulness. So you keep the mindfulness under the nostril, keep your attention under the nostril and mindfully breathing in, breathing out. When breathing in, you know you are breathing in. Know. So mindfulness also means knowing. When you breathe out, you know you are breathing out. Please don't follow your in-breath up to the head or out-breath down to the abdomen. Don't follow the breathing. But keep your attention around the nostril, not necessarily the touching point. Not necessarily to see the breath.Touch, the breathing touch somewhere under the nostril, not necessary. You just put your attention around the nostril, can be a little bit away from the nose, also can. If you keep the object, the breathing very small, like one point, the mind become very tense up. Your mind is very tense up. When you tense up, you cannot meditate well. So relax the mind, keep.Your attention around the nostril or in front of the face, not so far away, close by, close to the in-breath and out-breath, okay? Then mindfully breathe in. When breathe in, you know you are breathing in. If somebody breathe in and mentally he not breathe out, this is called no mindfulness. When breathe in, he say breathe out. When breathe out, he say breathe in. Mean he is not clear what is going on in his mind and body. This is called no mindfulness. So when breathe in, you know you are breathing in. But don't follow the air up to the head or down to the abdomen. Just put your attention here. Don't move your attention. Constantly keep your attention around the nostril. So mindfully breathe in, breathe out. Mentally you say, breathing in, breathing out.How long you should say, follow the long of the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. Mentally say, breathing out again and again. But after breathing in three breathing or four breathing, the mind start to wander off already. It's very common to everybody. It's very common. So never mind, pull the mind back. This is called effort. Pull the mind back to the nostril, then again breathing in, breathing out, go out again, new mind. You know, naughty monkey like that. Mind is like naughty monkey. It won't listen to you one. It won't listen to you one. That's why you need effort to control the mind. Pull it back, breathing in, breathing out, go somewhere else, go to the east already. Pull it back, breathing in, breathing out. Until the mind is so tired, I don't want to go out already. then you are successful. You conquer the wandering thought. But even then, by pulling it back to the nostril, it still won't listen to you, still want to think here and there. Then use counting method. Breathing in, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Breathing in, breathing out three. How much you should count? Usually I teach count up to eight. But one of my students count up to 3,000. So one day he shared with me, sister, I count up to 3,000. I thought I want to scold her already. When I teach count up to 3,000, before I scold her, she know my face changed already. She quickly say, I count up to 3,000 until the light comes. Oh, so good. Okay, continue to count. 5,000 also no problem. This mean what? This mean that by counting, her mind become very concentrated. Therefore, the light comes. Then this method is okay, skillful. Okay, you can apply. So count up to 8, it's just a guideline only. You can count up to 20, 40, 100. You think count to 100 is easy? I think it's not easy. You count up to 10 already, next round come back, don't know what number already. Cannot remember what number because am I wondering, start with the one again. So if you can continue to count up to 3,000, no wonder the light come. Because without concentration, you are not able to count continuously without get up to 3,000. You can try yourself, no problem. Since sitting there so boring, count. Right? Sometimes you feel meditation boring, you must make yourself happy. Try many other ways to make yourself happy. The teacher cannot make you happy, but you can make yourself happy. When you feel happy, then your meditation becomes more interesting. Okay? So it is the guideline. You feel very boring, cut up to it, then count up to 100, no problem. It's very easy for you, 100, then 500, then 1,000. Until your mind is fully concentrated, until you feel that counting become unnecessary, become a burden. And then let go of it, and the mind quickly settle on the breathing, and then calm down. The mind calm down very quick. Okay, whatever skillful means that can help you to calm down the mind, use it. Even though the teacher don't teach. Okay. Secondly, so first, breathing in, breathing out, or count the breath. Gradually, the breath will become more and more subtle. But before the breath becomes subtle, there are second stage that sometimes the in-breath long, then the out-breath short, possible. Sometimes in-breath long, out-breath also long, sometimes short, sometimes out-breath also short. So whether it's long or short, you must know it. If you do not know, you just breathing in, breathing out. Whether the in-breath is long or short, you do not know, it means that your mindfulness is not sharp. In order to know whether my in-breath is long or short, you must have close mindfulness. You know what's happening in your breath. This is called mindfulness, right? So not only breathing in, breathing out. Second stage is when the in-breath is long, you know it's long. When out-breath is long, you know it's long. When in-breath is short, you know it's short. When out-breath is short, you know it's short. This is called mindfulness. Then the third stage may not happen so quick to everyone. Third stage is calming down the breath. The third stage is aware of the whole breath. the whole process of the breath. For example, breathing in, beginning. There's a beginning, breathing in, there's a middle, in, stop. There's the end, right? It's a beginning, middle, and the end of the in-breath. If you know clearly this is the beginning, middle, and the end, it means your mindfulness even sharper than before. If you don't have such sharp mindfulness, you cannot see clearly one. It's just in, breathing in only. You don't see long or short. You don't see there's a middle, there's an end. Okay? Then breathing out also. There's a beginning, middle, and the end. The three stages. But I would like to advise you, let this step comes naturally. If you not yet reach this step, you try to see beginning, middle, end. Soon you get very tense up. Why? Because it's beyond your mindfulness already. Because you are beginner, you not yet reach this state, and you force yourself to reach that state. As a result, you end up with headache and tension. So let it come naturally. If you cannot do it, forget it. Just count your breath. But for advanced meditator, yes, you have to aware of beginning, middle, and the end. Okay? And the last stage, there are four stages. First is in-breath, out-breath. Second one is long and short of the in-breath or out-breath. Third one is beginning, middle, and the end of the in-breath, beginning, middle, and the end of out-breath. This is the third stage. The last stage is coming down the breath. Coming down. Automatically, the breath, after you have been practicing for a few days, the breath becomes very subtle. Almost cannot find the breathing anymore. This is a good sign. You don't feel that, just now my breath so clear, now I cannot feel the breath, so unclear to me. I'm not making any progress. No. For Anapanasati, subtle breath can bring you to deep concentration. If your breath is so clear, your concentration cannot go deeper one. Just like you're climbing the hiking, your breath is very gross, right? You cannot gain concentration one. But you sit quietly, gradually, your breath come down, then it become very, very subtle, then your concentration goes to very deep. So this is a process. Please remember, when you reach state, it means you have good concentration. Okay, I think that stage enough for you for another one day. Okay, one more thing. When you come to Anapanasati, you need to practice with relaxed mind. The mind must be very relaxed, but not relaxed until fall asleep. Okay, why? Because the breathing is very small, and our mindfulness is very gross. So if you force yourself, want to catch the breath, want to hold on the breath, a lot of tension, too much tension will occur. So don't do it. Just relax, enjoy your breathing. Important is mindfulness only. Don't control the breathing. Whatever the in-breath, out-breath comes, you just mindful of it. But you don't purposely go and control the in-breath, let it long. You control the out-breath, let it long. No, this is called controlling the breath. This is not Anapanasati. Mindfulness means whatever breathing appear, however style it appear, you just mindful of it. You just know it only. This is your duty. Okay? Then you don't try to control your breath or change your breath, the rhythm of the breathing. No. Just observe the breath, how it comes, how it goes. That's all. When the thought comes, let go. You can say, breathing in, breathing out. You see the thought. Thought. Then you say, no. Or you say, thought. Then quickly come back. Then another thought comes. You say, thought. Then quickly come back. You must know how to quickly come back. Otherwise, you will be carried away by the thought. Okay. Then after that, I would advise you to practice metta for 20 minutes first. 5 minutes for yourself. 15 minutes for, you can practice to particular person, respectable person, or your friend, or practice as a group. Send the metta to a group. All the sister, brother here, and so on. You can send metta to individual or as to group for 15 minutes. For yourself, 5 minutes. To other, 15 minutes. After 20 minutes, go to Anapanasati. Because metta can help you to get rid a lot of restlessness. If you start with Anapanasati, usually a lot of restlessness. And mind is not happy also. But metta help your mind to become happy. When there is happiness, the mind calm down very quick. Then you don't waste your time struggling with the thoughts. So after 20 minutes, the rest of time, you practice Anapanasati. Okay? That is on the cushion. Out of cushion, you practice daily mindfulness, aware of your bodily movement. Okay? Then if you do walking, you can do either Anapanasati or Metta as you like. If you practice Anapanasati, you just synchronize your breathing with the step. For example, standing, you put your attention under the nostril, in, out, 5 times. Then, one step, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Synchronize your breath with your step so that your mind can settle down very quickly. No restlessness. Okay? That's all for today.
师父接下来是教这个入处习念，阿那巴那萨蒂，也叫安般念，跟灭达一样，这个属于紫禅的一种修法。那阿那巴那萨蒂，阿那巴那就是入处习，那萨蒂就是这个念。那修习的方法就是我们注意这个呼吸，在我们的鼻子，就是把那个注意力放在我们的这个鼻孔的周围不一定是要那个触点不一定是要感觉那个呼吸碰触到那个鼻孔的地方，就只是把那个注意力放在鼻孔的周围或者面前未必是触点，因为那个触点可能很小是不是说它假如我们把注意力很用力的放在一个很小的触点上，那会导致我们容易绷紧所以就把注意力放在那个呼吸上的近处但是我们就放在那个鼻孔的周围或者面前不要跟那个呼吸进去我们的这个喉咙或者这个胸口不要跟着那个呼吸这样进处就知道说那个呼吸在我们的鼻孔或者面前那一边进跟出也不能够太远那个注意力不能够放到太远就是要靠近我们面前或者鼻孔的这个地方，然后呼吸进的时候我们知道呼吸进呼吸出的时候我们知道这个呼吸出我们就是要在我们的心里知道说这个呼吸进呼吸出然后一直要这样的去知道要重复的知道可是在这个过程里面我们是这个呼吸是我们的心是会跑掉的，就是我们会忘记去看这个呼吸的进出。当我们觉察到我们的心没有放在这个呼吸的进出上面的时候，我们要告诉自己要把这个注意力拉回这个呼吸上面这样做的话，我们会发现到说我们的心一直跑掉的那个次数会少了。当他跑得多了，他也累了我们的心就好像这个猴子这样可是他跑多了，他也会累他自然而然呢会把这个注意力，当我们这样不断重复的练习的时候，这个注意力呢就能够慢慢的放在这个呼吸上面了那假如这样，我们也很难，就是也很难把这个注意力放在呼吸上我们可以用一个方法，就是用这个数息了就是呼吸进出的时候，我们就数一 然后呼吸再进出，我们就数二，一直数到八。一般师父是建议数到八为最多了，但是也有一些特殊的情况啊，师父一位学生是数到三千，数到三千他也看到这个光，当然他要数到三千没有失去这个正念也是一个功夫了，所以他在数到那个时候那个定力可能也已经很强到可以让他看到光了，这样其实也是可以的，因为主要这个最后他的目标是要把心专注，然后得到这个定力，所以师父建议我们尝试用不同的方法，看哪一个方法最适合让我们的心能够平静下来。假如我们太就是修到很闷的时候我们是可以尝试不同的方法，让我们自己修得比较开心一点，比较有就是能够维持那个兴趣，在这个入出息的这个休息上，各种方法我们都可以尝试那修这个属习修到一个程度的时候，假如我们觉得这个属习它变成我们的一个负担我们不需要这个属习来维持这个专注我们就可以把这个属习放掉然后就只放把这个注意力放在这个呼吸的进跟出上面这个是第一个步骤知道这个呼吸进知道这个呼吸出这个知道这个呼是出知道这个吸是吸然后第二个步骤是我们要以正念知道我们的这个呼吸是长还是短我们的这个呼可能比这个吸长吸可能比这个呼长或短反过来或短这个是我们可以用这个正念去知道的假如我们不知道这个长短的话就是说我们的这个正念还不够这个敏锐我们不知道我们的这个呼吸在发生什么事情这个是第二个步骤知道这个呼吸进出的这个长或短第三个步骤我们要了解整个呼吸的这个前习这个整个过程我们知道就是譬如我们在吸的时候吸的这个开始吸的中间乃至到这个吸的结束我们都保持着这个正念在呼的时候也一样呼的开始中间到结束我们都清清楚楚的知道那这个是更深一层的这个正念了这个要比较好的这个正念才能够知道的但是这一个步骤到第三的时候我们必须让它是一个自然发生的一个过程我们不能够就是那个正念还没有开展的时候我们就逼自己要知道这个整个过程因为这样的话我们就会很紧张我们的甚至会导致我们这个头痛身体紧绷等等的这个现象所以它是一个很自然渐进自然发生的一个过程这个正念的这个开展那最后这个安般念最后一个步骤就是让这个习平静下来就是这个习的入出习的这个平静到这个阶段我们的这个呼吸是非常微细的乃至我们可能没有办法察觉到这个呼吸我们只知道这个呼吸的进出可是它不是很明显的这个进出不是很明显的那一个感觉那这样的这个状况呢其实是更有利于这个禅定的这个定力的这个开发的粗的呼吸呢是没有办法开展这个比较深细的这个定的所以这个当呼吸到这个非常平静的这个程度的时候其实我们是已经渐渐要进入一个比较深的这个定的这个状况了那修习安般念很重要的一个态度就是我们要 以一颗放松的心哦去修，哦，呼吸是很微细的，这个活动了哦，它其实假如我们不懂得去察觉这个呼吸的话，它因为很细，不容易察觉嘛，我们就会昏沉哦，来智慧就是会昏沉，没有办法去察觉。这个时候我们可能要很用力哦，去看哦，去知道这个呼吸。那这样的话，其实又导致我们的一个紧绷哦，这个紧绷是我们要避免的哦。那另外一个可能会犯下的错误，就是我们要去控制这个呼吸啊。有些人会很刻意的要去给呼吸长短，或者那个节奏，呼吸的节奏，我们想要去控制它。可是在修安般念的时候，我们只需要知道我们的呼吸自然的这一个状况知道自然的呼吸知道它的一个状况就好了，不要去尝试去改变任何事情当我们的有这个杂念进来的时候有这个妄想升起的时候，我们也要去觉察它不要让这个妄想带我们去很远的地方当我们觉察到有这个妄想，有这个想法升起有这个念头升起的时候，我们就要知道，然后把那个我们的这个觉知力带回到我们的呼吸上面师父建议我们接下去的这个禅修我们可以练习说先在还没有修这个安般念之前，我们先修这个慈心禅20分钟，就是前面5分钟播送这个慈心给自己，接下去的15分钟，我们可以选择一个我们所尊敬的人，或者我们可以选择我们的这里的这个同修一组人来作为我们这个慈心播送的这个对象那这样对别人不管是尊敬的人或者我们的同修，修个15分钟过后呢，我们才开始修这个安般念或者这个入出息念这个慈心禅会帮助我们把我们的心平静下来，也能够让我们克服太多的这个妄想那这样子的一个前行就是前面的一个准备，用慈心的一个准备，是对我们这个安般念的修习是很有帮助的这个是在座上的这个修行。那当我们站起来或者在行参的时候，我们可以用这个慈心禅，我们也可以用这个安般念它的这个方法也是一样比如我们站起来我们可以注意我们的呼吸的这个进出，然后那行参的时候，其实我们也可以配合这个入出息念来修这个行参，就是我们在走每一步，我们可以配合我们的这个呼跟吸来做一种协调，来做一种练习这个是今天师父所教的这个方法。
OK, so time is very late already. Any question you have? One or two questions before I... wait.
Is the stage 4 stages of Anapanasati. So is it possible from stage 2, then we go to stage 4? Because stage... Okay. Thank you. I don't have to stay.
这位同修是问说那4个步骤嘛安般念的4个步骤是不是能够从第二个跳起第4个，师父说不能一定要。
可以。Any other question? Not clear, you should ask, no? Otherwise, when there's a doubt, you cannot meditate well.
So Ellie can explain the stage again, the Anapanasati one.
Okay, stage one, in breath and out breath. Just know I'm breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, first stage. Second stage, sometimes we breathing in, sometimes the in-breath is short, sometimes it's long. Breathing out, sometimes it's short, sometimes it is long. You must know whether it's long or short. Okay? Third stage is more refined. Breathing in, there's a beginning of in-breath, middle, up to the end of in-breath. When you breathe out, there's a beginning, middle, end. So you can follow from the beginning up to the end, then breathing out from the beginning up to the end. This is the third stage. Fourth stage is coming down the breath. The breath become more and more subtle and very, very subtle. To some people, they cannot feel the breath anymore. Okay, I think that's all for today. So maybe you should go out and have a walk because you have been sitting here for 2 hours already. Huh? Go out and have a walk, then only come back.